From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran nuclear talk statement expected within hours. An announcement is expected early Tuesday on the status of the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna, which have been extended several times since a June 30 target date was reached and missed. Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said genuine progress has been made.
They have made genuine progress in those conversations. And I think even over the last week or so, there is progress, important progress that has been made. There have been some key issues in the negotiations that have been closed. And that's a good sign. That said, there continue to be some sticking points that remain unresolved.
Six world powers are trying to limit Iran's nuclear program while Tehran is demanding an end to global sanctions hurting its economy. Speaking in the Ethiopian capital Monday, where he's attending an international conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on both sides in the South Sudanese conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and the future of the world's newest country.
The conflict in South Sudan must stop. Today, I repeat my call again to President Salva Kiir and the former Vice President Dr. Riek Machar to give up war for the sake of the people and for the future of South Sudan. I urge them to compromise, forge a political deal, and make true on their promises to protect the people of South Sudan.
South Sudan last week marked 4 years of independence but has been plagued by violence since December 2013. That has left thousands dead and millions displaced. Last week, rebel leader Machar warned the conflict would continue as long as President Kiir remains in power. This is VOA News.